USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Washington wrestles with the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act, Representative Claudia Tenney, the Republican from New York, tells Fox News the Democrats' plan is better for lawyers than Americans that need the policing the most.
We actually need better policing in many cases, but we also need the police to do the jobs that they're tasked to do as law enforcement. And often when you have bureaucrats and government officials and legislators like in Congress trying to interfere with the ability of police to do their job.
The George Floyd Justice and Policing Act of 2021 is a civil rights and police reform bill. President Biden pledges to cut U.S. greenhouse gas emissions in half by 2030 at a virtual summit he hosted with 40-plus world leaders Thursday. But Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers, the Republican from Washington and the top Republican on the House Energy and Commerce Committee, said the United States is already leading the world in reducing emissions. USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a contractor to the Beef Checkoff. Beef is a staple on tables across the country, from comfort food favorites to the celebratory meal. Beef is what's for dinner. And even as the sustainability conversation increases and carbon footprint concerns make headlines, people can feel good about their favorite protein. The U.S. is the leader in sustainable beef production, with a carbon footprint 10 to 50 times lower than other regions of the world. In fact, according to the Environmental Protection Agency, greenhouse gas from beef cattle only represents 2% of emissions in the U.S. Cattle farmers and ranchers are producing more high-quality beef more sustainably than ever before. Jim Strickland, rancher.
Cattle farmers and ranchers like me are committed to the environment and want to protect our natural resources. I am proud of the role I play in providing high-quality protein in the most sustainable way possible for generations to come.
For more on sustainability information, visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
An Oregon woman has died after receiving the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest, USA Radio News Bureau has the details.
The Oregon Health Authority said in a statement it learned about the death on Tuesday, just 2 days after the CDC was notified about the case from the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. Federal authorities stopped administering the one-shot vaccine April 13th after six women reported clotting issues. Health officials said the unnamed woman in her 50s died just a week after receiving the J&J shot prior to the pause. Meanwhile, in Texas, health officials announced that another woman had been hospitalized with symptoms similar to blood clotting that materialized following receiving the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Don't want to wear a mask on New York beaches this summer? Get your COVID-19 vaccine. Mayor Bill de Blasio said Thursday New Yorkers may be able to stop wearing masks outdoors by June, and other cumbersome restrictions may also be lifted so long as more people get their vaccine shots. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Power grab or taxation without representation? Washington politicians fight each other on statehood for D.C.
It's the second time in as many years that the lower chamber passed a D.C. statehood bill, this time by a vote of 216 to 208. Next, the bill is likely to get a committee hearing in the Senate, but the Democratic-backed proposal needs 10 Republicans to support it for the bill to receive a floor vote. The House Oversight Committee approved the bill earlier this month. Those who favor D.C. statehood say the district has 700,000 residents, which is more than both Wyoming and Vermont, yet they're not represented with voting members in Congress. Opponents argue that the bill is a power grab since the district is largely Democratic. If the Senate passed the bill, it would head to President Joe Biden, who has already indicated he would sign it. A letter from 22 Republican state attorneys general to Biden earlier this month said the U.S. Constitution gives Congress authority over Washington, D.C., and that the only way to grant it statehood would be to pass a constitutional amendment. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
New York City Councilman Brad Lander, who crusaded against reckless drivers and pushed a law that lets the city seize their cars, has been caught speeding in school zones around the Big Apple 8 times in the past 5 years. City records show Lander's lead foot led to tickets against him for going more than 10 miles an hour over the speed limit in every borough except Staten Island since June of 2016. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.